This is Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, and in the studio with a special guest today, we have Mr. Marcus Robbins from the NMU Archives to talk about a special event that's happening Thursday, March 29th at 7 p.m. in the Learning Resource Center. Good morning, Marcus. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Kurt. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to have you in. So we have an event that's coming up, and it has quite a title to it that will really, I think, appeal to a large audience. We'll say the name of it, Pasties, Beer, Revolution, and God, and the subtitle.
Not in that order.
Yeah. Maybe a different preference for different people.
Not
but
necessarily in that order.
Sure. And the subtitle is Immigrant Miners and Their Communities on the Marquette Iron Range from the years 1900 to 1930. So that's a large swath of information and terms.
It is.
So,
it is. It's quite a large swath of information.
Could you distill a little bit about what the event is all about?
Well, the event's in conjunction with NMU's Diversity Readers Program that's going on, and the focus this year is on immigration. And so what we thought we'd do is put together a presentation that talks about the nature of immigration to the Marquette Iron Range in the first part of the 20th century, and also give us a chance to showcase and highlight some of the collections we have. That's the whole purpose of the evening at the archives, is to get people to become more aware of the archives and aware that it's a place they can go to.
Sure.
They can come and they can do research and they can hang out and talk about history.
Yeah, and now I think I was reading that this is the second of these events that you've had.
This is the second for this semester. We try to do at least two each semester.
Yeah, okay. And so the focus on this one also focuses more on the experience of the Finnish immigrants, which are a large community up in this region.
Well, they were generally the single largest immigrant group on the Iron Range. In fact, they represented close to 50% of all the foreign-born immigrants that came to the area in the late 19th and early 20th century.
Yeah. So in this discussion, you'll be leading the discussion on this. What could folks expect to hear in terms of maybe not specifics, but maybe generalities about some of those pieces? You know, you've got pasties, beer, revolution, and God. So
yeah, I had trouble trying to figure out how to integrate the pasties in there. But it's a reference to the Cornish, which will come on first early in the discussion.
Sure.
Well, the idea here is when historians do historical research and they come to the archives, they always have a question or a problem they're trying to solve. And the question that I've always been interested in is why, during this period, was there no radical labor activity? No union organizing, no major political activism going on, left-wing political activism, because this was a dramatic and a period of upheaval in the United States. The corporatization of the American economy along large corporate lines, and then the counter-labor movement's counter to that was really dramatic. There was lots of labor unrest going on, very violent labor unrest. I mean, we are all familiar with the Copper Country strike in 1913, but nothing was happening on the Marquette Iron Range. It was dead. It was quiet. It was quiescent, which is a bit of an exaggeration. There certainly was some activism, some things going on, but nothing to the extent as in the rest of the country. And so my question was always, why? Why was this so? And so what we're going to be doing is looking at the elements here that were different than elsewhere in the country that contributed to a more conservative, kind of more quiet area.
Yeah. Do you think that has to do with, well, I guess not so much the population themselves. I mean, because I'm from a little bit of a Finnish background, and we're usually known as a quiet and reserved type. But, you know, that population was all throughout the UP as well.
Yeah, so. Well, it was mostly and that's why I'm focusing on the Finns, because the Finns here, my argument will be that they were very different than most of the Finns that came to the United States after 1900. And tended to settle elsewhere in the Mesabi Range, Iron Range in Minnesota, and the Western states, hard rock mining areas. And I'm going to argue that they were more conservative, more agrarian-based. I'll also argue that there was the communities here, particularly Nagani and Ishpeming, were much more stable communities with a little bit more diversified economy. The role of the Suomi Synod Church, Lutheran Church, also plays a major factor in understanding why there's not a lot of left-wing political activism here. Mm-hmm. And all of these things will come together along with Cleveland Cliffs Iron Mining Company's corporate paternalism practices,
sure.
Which helped to blunt some of the union organizing that's going on here. So there were a lot of different factors involved, but the nature and character of the Finnish immigrant, I think, is a major one. That I don't think a lot of people are very familiar with.
Right, and actually that's something that I would love to know more about since I have that ancestry, but I am not exactly as familiar with the process of how the Finns came over. And, you know, I know how a lot of them, they found work through the mines, but, you know, I haven't really dug into that. And it sounds like this would be a great opportunity for someone to come to an event like this, bring some questions, either general or specific.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so. I'm hoping that, I mean, I'm not going to do a traditional sort of lecture. I'm going to try to tell as many stories as I can, but I'm trying to get as interactive. I want to get an audience that will be very interactive and will question and challenge some of the assertions I make.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's not necessarily going to be a staid sort of thing.
Not like a sermon.
I'm not going to try to do that. I'll try to make it as good a song and dance as I can.
Sure, sure. So come out to the event and bring your questions, whatever they might be, regarding Pasties, Beer, Revolution, and God. I actually love that title. The more I say it out loud, Immigrant Miners and Their Communities on the Marquette Iron Range from 1900 to 1930. And again, that's from the NMU Archives, and you are also a professor and university archivist here at NMU, and also with, I think it was the Central Upper Peninsula and Northern Michigan University
Archives. That's our formal title, because we're not just the university's institutional archives. We're also a regional historical manuscript collection. So that's part of what we're trying to do. I want to highlight some of the, in particular, we maintain the immigration and naturalization records for Marquette County, going back from 1852 all the way up through the 1970s.
Wow.
And these are the original actual documents, and it's very timely given the political, you know, discussion, unfortunately, that we're having right now about immigration, to look and see and study and see what people, you know, did to certify or naturalize. And you'd be surprised, most people were illegal immigrants that came here in the 19th and early 20th century. It took a while for them to actually do the paperwork to become naturalized citizens. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it sounds like you're part of a very large story of our country and our culture here as well. So, Marcus, I wanted to thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Again, the event is happening Thursday the 29th at 7 p.m., and that's at the NMU Archives Learning Resource Center, room 126, starts at 7 p.m., and that's a free event, and I believe there's some refreshments
as
well.
Yep, we'll have coffee, sodas, and cookies.
Excellent. All the good things.
Exactly.
No beer, unfortunately.
No beer. That's going to be interesting how I work in the beer stuff, but it'll be fun.
Maybe some recommendations or something. So, all right, Marcus, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt.
Absolutely.